And at this moment, boys and girls, I have a special wee word for you, but it's applicable to everyone. I originate from a wee village called Warringstown. It's not that far from Lisburn. And in Warringstown, whenever I was growing up, you know, no one had any interest at all in football or rugby. The sport that we played in Warringstown was cricket, and indeed I played cricket myself. And this morning, boys and girls, I want to illustrate an important spiritual point for you, talking about a sport. But boys and girls, it's not cricket. And this is one I have to declare that I haven't played. I know, boys and girls, whenever you look up at me, you think, why, that man's old. But this is a game, and maybe I'm going to offend some, but it's associated more with folks more there who are more mature in life. But I have to say some young people play this game. And I have a couple of things along with me here that you would need to play this game. The first, this wee ball here. Anyone know what you call this wee ball? You can put your hand up or... Yes? No, it's not a cricket ball. Cricket ball would tend to be red. This is a white ball. I said it wasn't cricket. Yes? I wouldn't like to get hit with that ball if it was being used in golf. No? Yes? A jack. Exactly, a jack. And boys and girls, you would use this ball in a game called bowls. Now, it's been on the television this last few days. But boys and girls, the two things that are principal in bowls is the jack that you would roll down the green and then your bowl. Boys and girls, the aim of the game of bowls is to get this ball, and you see it's not actually a ball because it's not round, it's a bowl. You would hold it like that there. And the idea or the goal is that it gets as close as possible to the jack. And the bowl that's closest, or the bowls, then win an end or win the points. And the ideal bowl is one that comes to rest upon the jack like that. You call that a toucher. That's what's termed a toucher, boys and girls. When it just comes in and just falls and rests totally upon the jack. But boys and girls, there's something very interesting about this bowl. You see on either side of it, it's maybe not too clear for you, but there's what they call a bias on either side of the bowl. You know what that makes it do? For instance, this is the big one, so this is the heavier. There are two wee weights. And if you bowl it, and say you bowl it way out wide, because the heavier weight's to the inside, that bowl will gradually turn in like that. And boys and girls, it sounds so simple, the game of bowls. You throw this one down the middle, and you just have to bowl this bowl so it just comes up and touches. It sounds so simple, but it's very, very difficult, I'm told. Because this bias, the tendency is to take the bowl away. Sometimes you go away beyond the jack, or sometimes you're too short. Boys and girls, whenever I thought firstly about a bowl, having on either side a bias, and that bias would take it away from the jack, I thought about our lives. You see, we have a bias, or maybe a better word, a tendency in our lives, boys and girls. And that's towards sin. The Bible tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And you know what that sin does? That takes us away from the Lord. That takes us away from the Lord, boys and girls. And boys and girls, the scripture tells us, for that reason Jesus came and died on the cross. And there he took upon himself our sins. So that we, one day, may be able not to touch a jack, but to be a toucher with Jesus. And you know what the scripture says? That Jesus will draw all men unto him. Because if we try to reach Jesus and touch Jesus and know Jesus and have him as our friend and our Savior, by ourselves, boys and girls, it would be impossible. Now, there's many people who think that they're good, and they are probably, But, boys and girls, goodness alone will never save us. And boys and girls, as I said to you, the goal of bowls is to have a toucher. Well, boys and girls, if you want to be a toucher, spiritually speaking, what must you do? You must come and confess. That means to tell Jesus that you're a sinner and that you need him to forgive you your sins and to save you. And boys and girls, whenever you pray like that and ask Jesus to save you, you too can become a toucher. So boys and girls, remember, the next time you see bowls on television, I'm sure there's maybe a club here in the town, whenever you see it being played, you remember the bowl. You remember it has bias on either side, and the tendency is to take it away from the jack. Then you remember your life, that you too have a bias called sin. And that too, boys and girls, can take you away from Jesus. But whenever you confess it unto Jesus and trust him as your Savior, well then you will be a toucher. So boys and girls, be a toucher today. Trust Jesus as your friend and your Savior. Thank you.